Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Tomorrow night, the very final live broadcast ever of the Phil Hendry Radio Show. 16 years of doing the Phil Hendry Show as it is presently constituted has been, it's been a lot of fun, man. Radio's been my life for 33 years, my career. But this show, in creating it and in actually seeing the show go on to the success that it has, is, it has been, it's been a lot of fun. And you guys have helped make that happen. So tomorrow night, we're going to be doing our last show. Tonight, we'll take some more calls from you. We have Pastor William Renick hanging on the line right now from Joyful Union Congregation. Pastor Renick, did you know that I was going off the air?
Well, I didn't know that until I got the call from Dave Wykamp, who is a very good friend of mine. Yeah, I know you know David.
Yes, I do.
And he said that, you know, your last broadcast was going to be tomorrow night. And I told him I did not know that. And I wish you all the luck in the world. May God bless every endeavor that you involve yourself in, Phil, because you're a very talented young man.
Thank you.
And I know all of the good things that you have done for us. And I pray that God blesses your efforts in the future as well.
It sounds to me like you're at the horse races, but I know that you're not.
No, this is an auction that we hold an auction every year for our youth center, and we're trying to put an addition on the youth center. We want to add another room. We want to put a gaming room on. And tonight we've got a few of our congregation here. We're trying to raise some money. And we're also trying to get our prayer circle going, too. So we're very, very busy.
All right. I wanted to just have you on briefly to talk about the prayer cards that you've put up in the chapel there that have caused a little bit of controversy within your men's club. I know there's a couple of groups.
Well, we've got a number of ancillary groups. We've got a number of support groups that help the congregation. One of them is our men's club. The other is our prayer circle. They came to me. They said that they were concerned. And I said that I appreciated the input, but that we wanted to institute the prayer card because we want people now, Phil, more than ever before in the history of the world, we need people praying for the good of the world. You understand what I'm saying? We need people praying.
Well, what exactly is the prayer card? Do they have to come in and...
Yeah, when you come into the entrance of the chapel and you sign your name on the card, and it asks, you know, your name and what you are here to pray about. Now, this is off times when we are not having our service.
Okay.
And we ask what the individual is going to pray about. Now, people put up, I'm going to pray for this, I'm going to pray for that. But take a look at what they're praying for. And we feel there's an awful lot of time being spent in this world today, in the Christian world. Phil, it's amazing to know. In the Christian world, there is so much time being wasted praying for things that, you know, they are very, very earthly things, very secular things. Things that have nothing to do with the Spirit, you know.
Well, I know.
They got nothing to do with the Spirit. You know, they got nothing to do with God. They got nothing to do with Jesus. And we look at the list of the things that people pray for. They'd like to set you free, the things they want to pray for. So I've said it.
Well, what are the things you're seeing? If someone is not praying for something that...
We want people to pray for things that are substantive. We want people to pray for things that have to do with the world. Now, you look at a prayer card. The other day, I saw a man, a very unfortunate man. He came in. He was in a wheelchair. He put on the prayer card. He said, I want to pray. I want to ask God if he'll let me walk again. And so I went over to that man. I said, my brother, God has put you in a wheelchair for a reason.
Right.
God put you in a wheelchair for a reason. You don't ask God, God, let me walk. I said, God, thank you for putting me in a wheelchair. Thank you. Don't say, God, let me walk again. God, I got to believe. First of all, the chances of you getting out of that wheelchair, Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago. Understand what I'm saying? So you know what? He's not going to come down. There's no Jesus walking around going to say, boom, you're walking again. You know, that's not going to happen. And
Well, was the man praying for...
Anybody who wanted God to give him his ability to walk again, wants to come out of the chair. I said, that's not going to happen. That ain't going to happen in a million years. You walking out of that chair. You come in here, you want to pray for you. You ought to thank God you're in a wheelchair. And you should pray instead for something substantive.
Well, give me an example before we... What is a...
Well, Phil, right now we've got our young men and women in Afghanistan and Iraq. How about we pray that they are victorious? That they are victorious against... That
it, now, wait a minute. Isn't that...
Hold on. No. You're going to say that's too political. You going to say that?
Well, yeah, I was going to say...
No. That's not too... We are praying for God to come into the hearts of the people over there, these so-called Muslim. You see, these Muslim, our young men and women over there, trying to beat back these Muslims. But didn't that God's religion?
Wait, hold on for a minute here.
I'm saying that no.
Wait, I got Muslim listeners. All right, I've got. You can't come on here and say
I'm not trying to upset anybody. I'm just saying, how about you pray for some like our young men and women get over there, and they. You know what? I'm just a man. I'm just a simple man. I want to get over there, kick some ass in the name of Jesus Christ.
But isn't that what those Muslim terrorists are saying, that they're crusaders?
The crusaders, they hated Jews. We don't hate anybody. I don't hate Muslim. I'm just saying, them terrorists go ahead, pray for something good. Don't sit there in your wheelchair and say, oh, God, would you let me walk again? I said, brother, man, you are never going to walk again. Come on. God is not going to make you walk. And then if you walk again, what you going to do? I know what you do, because I know who this man was. It's Ray Cummings. You know this man. In our men's club, I know what you do. You go out, you walk out, you step out on your wife. See, that what a man does when he get his legs back. Instead of praising Jesus, he step out on his wife again. Man get his legs back, he walked down to the corner bar and buy himself a bottle of booze. Man get his leg back, he's going to walk down the corner and score himself a damn bag of smack. I said, you thank God you got no leg. You got no leg. Now you in a chair, and you can pray for things.
Well, what happens then if they're praying?
Well, I said to him, I said, look, what are you praying? He said, I'm praying for that. I said, I don't want you praying for that. You pray for that, you can pray out in the street. In here, we pray for things that got substance, that love substance. When it comes to substance, I'm a substance abuser. You know, I don't mean drug. You know, I mean substance as in the Word of God. I love it so much, I abuse it. That's my thing, you know. You know, people are praying, please, God, don't make me a crack addict. Please, God, don't make me a junkie. But God is not gonna free you from that. You get to free yourself from that. What God wants you to pray for, them ragheads. You got some men and women over in Iraq and Afghanistan.
All right, I got to take a break, Pastor.
No, but you understand what I'm saying, right?
No, I totally understand. Hold on for a minute. Pastor William Renick, Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California, with a prayer card. When you come into the chapel, you're supposed to sign your name and sign what you're praying for. And they are literally asking people to leave who are praying for what he calls selfish things. One man in a wheelchair, praying to God to get his ability to walk back, and Pastor Renick asked the man to leave, because that is a selfish prayer. Instead, why not pray for our soldiers and victory in Iraq? 1-800-449-8686. Man, I've never heard of... Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I know women that will forgive cheating by a man for a short stack of pancakes.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation is with us. Is the auction going on? I don't think I hear the pastor. Is he there? Oh, Pastor Renick?
Phil. I was looking at they got a poster, a painting of a beautiful, the pictures of the whales.
Yeah.
They've got one from Hawaii that I would love to bid on, but I'm... I think Miss Clarity, she said I've spent enough money tonight. So anyway, what we're talking about here is...
Yeah, the prayer card.
Yeah, the prayer card is not a way of... We're not trying to sense what a man is saying. for what? Man said, my wife's going to have a baby, and I want to pray for a boy. I want to say to God, can we have a boy? I said, hey, you got to be putting me on. You want to pray for something like that? Why don't you go outside and pray?
Why not let the man...
I'm not going to have what we call hot air prayer. I've got a saying called hot air prayer. The hot air prayer, a waste of time prayer. I'll come in here, pray for all this mess. Yeah, let me get a baby boy. I hope I walk again. I hope I don't smoke crack. You mean hope you don't smoke crack? I tell you what you do. Just don't smoke crack. How's that for a... stick that in your pipe and smoke it. You know what the man said. Now, I know a white man... white man on my block used to say, you stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Well, that's what I say to all these crackheads, all these rockheads. Kids smoking rock and said, hey, you want to pray to God not to be a rockhead? I tell you what you do. Don't smoke rock! I tell all the kids you don't smoke rock. You don't need to pray to God about that. Now, the other thing that I want to say to you, Phil, is this. You should be praying for acceptable things in our church. I don't want anybody coming in here and praying if they got terminal cancer. Please, God, don't let me die. See, if you got a tumor in your brain the size of a baseball, the hell did you think, man? You think God's going to come and miracle your ass? Everybody else don't have it?
Preacher, hold on for a minute, man. Is it the tradition of the Christian faith that miracles happen?
Well, if miracles happen, yes. They're going to happen to you. See, that's my philosophy. Miracles happen. They're going to happen to you. Now, look.
What's wrong with a man who wants to live praying to God, please, God, get rid of this tumor?
God, when's the last time you heard of something like that? Look, you got to look at that thing, you're going to die. What you should pray for is, God, I hope you let me into heaven. I'll do everything I can to get into heaven. But I got a tumor on my lung. I've been smoking 16 packs of Camel cigarettes a day. Now all of a sudden, hey, God, don't let me die of cancer. Yeah, right. I don't think so. And I happened, I said, man, what you praying for? He said, I don't want to die of lung cancer. I said, well, what? How'd you get the lung cancer? He said, I smoked 4-pack of Chesterfield Straight until they stopped making Chesterfield Straight. Then I started smoking a 4-pack of Camel. I said, well, what you think's going to happen? You're going to get lung cancer. Yeah, I'm praying. I hope God doesn't take me. I said, God's going to take you? Yeah. He's going to take you, all right. Yeah, you go. You did. Oh, yeah. And he said, well, Pastor, why'd you say that? I said, because God ain't going to all of a sudden miracle your ass because you smoking 15-pack of Camel Straight a day. Now he's going to miracle your ass? No. God's going to miracle the people. You don't got a fighting chance in this world.
What if I'm praying for my baby son to live?
Who cares? That's all I'm trying to say.
God would care. I would care. What if I've got a son, a child, an infant, who's got their life ahead of them?
That's got nothing to do with... What's that got to do with the world? What's that got to...
Don't they say save one life, you save 1,000?
No, they don't. What? That's the Jew... You're thinking of Schindler's List. See, that's a Jewish thing. See, that's what that is. That ain't got nothing to do...
No, wait a minute. Isn't that in the Bible?
That's a whole Jewish thing. And that's fine. I think the Jewish faith, beautiful faith. But you're going to sit there and say, hey, God, now I got a big freaking breathing bloody tumor in my lung. How about saying, my God, I got to say, well, you got to be putting me on, man. I'm taking you. Next bus to Earth, you coming up here. Then I'll see whether or not I let you in. I can't take it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sean, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I was just wanting to comment on some of the other stuff. I'll agree with some of the other stuff Pastor Henry said there.
Pastor Rennick is his name.
I'm Pastor William Rennick.
Oh, Rennick. Okay.
And,
I'm sorry.
And the host of the show is Mr. Henry, who is a very good friend of mine, a very good man. He puts up more for me than he should.
That's the truth.
So what I was going to say is,
what did you want to say, man?
You were talking a while ago about the gentleman that was praying so he could walk again is in a wheelchair.
That is correct, yeah. That's I know that man by the name of David Hummings. And David has been a member of our men's club for a long time. Now, he lost the use of his leg in a fishing, some kind of a diving accident, swimming accident.
Yeah.
He said, I want God to restore my leg to me. I said, you know, this man was a drinker. This man fooled around his wife. I said, God, put your legs back. You'll be stepping out of your old lady again.
God,
put your leg back. You go down to the liquor store, get yourself some of that bonded stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Kessler, smooth as silk.
Oh, I know. God,
put your leg back. You're going down the corner, you're going to buy yourself another racing form, and you'll be at the track, fifth race, gray horse with Donald Pierce on board. I said, no can do.
All right, let's Sean make his point. Sean, go ahead.
Okay. What I was going to say is I've got a friend.
I'm sorry, son. I have a tendency to monopolize. I'm very sorry.
Go ahead, Sean.
I've got a friend that was involved in a car accident and put in a wheelchair. You know, they broke his back somewhere and disabled him from his waist down.
Give me some punch.
Are you listening, Pastor?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I want to get a glass of punch.
I've got a friend, you know, that was disabled, and he prays sometimes, so he'll be able to walk again someday. And there's some times that that prayer gets him through some of the rough times. You know, it helps him. It like gives. It's not that he's necessarily knowing he's going to walk again. I just think he feels that sometimes it helps reassure his faith, knowing that he can pray to God.
What's that got to do with our soldiers trying to keep them, infidels out? See?
Just as much as somebody that's praying they can walk again.
Here's the thing. That young man.
What religion are you, sir? I mean,
I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I believe in the word of Jesus Christ.
What denomination are you?
Oh, I'm not a denomination. We're Joyful Union Congregation Pentecostal.
Okay.
But let me just say that we believe in the strict interpretation of God's word. But we also believe that God, like all of us, gets up in the morning and puts his pants on one leg at a time. See?
What does that mean?
We just believe that God is God. But he puts his socks on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. You know, in other words, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, no, I ain't going to waste a man's time. See? And a man sat there and said, I got lung cancer, God, would you please help me? I'd slap him. Look, get out of here with that.
Well, what do you do? Do you kick him out?
This man here, I talked to James Holmes. I said, look, James, you smoke a 9 million pack of cigarettes a day. Get out of here. I picked him up. I told him to get out.
Do you have more than 5 people in your congregation?
I got 2,000. We just passed the 2,000 mark.
Absolutely.
And that was in jail. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't mess. I don't mess. I tell my people.
But aren't you going against God's word? You're not compassionate?
I would never go against God's word. God spoke to me. And then I try to speak to my people. God said to me, look at. And God speak to me in his way. God said to me, look at. Pastor Rennick. William Rennick. And I got no time for this mess. You know, I got to get some things. I got to get gone. You know, I got to get some things done. So I got the war in Iraq. I got a whole bunch of, ragheads that want to blow the world up, all this stuff. And I got some guy banging my ear about his legs.
But what's wrong with somebody praying for that? I mean,
there's
nothing wrong
with
that. Praying to God for that.
It's very selfish, Sean. It's very selfish. Let's pray for the world. I'm going to pray for you. You pray for me. See, you don't pray for you. I pray for you. You pray for me.
Well, can you pray for that man to get his legs back?
Maybe.
Well, what does that mean, maybe?
I got a lot of stuff on my plate. I got a lot of things on my plate, you know.
But see, God don't want to hear you praying for somebody else. God wants to talk straight to the person themselves.
Well, no. But that's true. But see, God, when he's talking to you, God talking to you, said, now what's Sean want? Oh, I see. Well, he wants to bang my ear about some chick he wants to go to bed with. Hey, I don't want to hear that mess. I don't
know. Hold on for a minute.
I'm just using that as a figure of speech.
All right, look at Sean. I got to take a break. I appreciate your call. I want to delve a little bit more into this whole thing about you won't let people in your church. You literally won't let them be there physically?
I have a man there wasting God's time. I said to the man, I said, I built this church with the money that we raised from that little girl had a hair lip. But I decided, no, we ain't going to give that money to her. We're going to put a ceiling on the church. Now, it was a bad thing, but you know what? We got a beautiful church. I said, I didn't build this. I didn't take money from a hair lip to build this church. So you can sit there praying that you don't wake up in the morning wanting to smoke rock.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
No.
There was a young, like a Hispanic lady, young Hispanic girl. And she's in the chapel. Now, instead of, Rosa, what are you praying for? She said, Pastor Reddick, I know I've got a winning lottery ticket. I said, get out of here. What are you kidding me? She said, no, I want to get. I said, get out of here. She said, you come in here, pray. You hit your number? What do you think I'm running here? I said, this looks like some kind of a betting parlor to you.
You threw her out.
I mean, she's not going to come in here and pray. I hope I got the winning number in Powerball. See, that man, I tell you, that tightens my jaws. That tightens them up. Someone come into my church. See, I feel very guilty that I took money from a fund that was going to fix a child's, you know.
Cleft palate is the term, Pastor.
The hair lip's called a cleft palate, yes. Going to fix a child's cleft palate. I took money out of that hair lip, out of the hair lip's tray, so I could put a new roof on the church. I feel guilty about that. I feel guilty about that. But the way I make myself feel better is I make sure anybody come in here and pray. Brother, you better have some. You better have something to say to the man upstairs. I'm gonna bang his ear about hitting Powerball. Oh, I think that's a blasphemy. And I won't let it happen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to Mary. Mary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
Yes, I'd like to just comment, please. And please, let me finish, because if not, I'll just hang up. I have no interest in listening to
you. I just want to get a little cup of punch.
And read the part where it says that Jesus was a kind person.
Yes.
That God is a kind person.
Yes.
Who forgives.
Yes.
So if you've smoked all your life,
yes,
and you repent, God will heal you. Jesus didn't walk this earth to judge and tell people, I ain't got time for you.
Wait, hold on.
Jesus and God
have time for everybody. He didn't cure all the lepers, did he? He didn't cure all the lepers,
no,
did he? He didn't cure all the cripples, did he?
You're wrong.
He didn't cure all the Lazarus.
You're
he didn't
absolutely
bring everybody back.
Wrong.
See, he did that to show... To show, yeah, every now and again, I'll lay a miracle on you, but you got to bring yourself back from the dead.
If you have people in your congregation, you might want to consider 5 or 10 and reading your Bible and learning kindness.
What are you talking about?
And love, which is what Jesus is.
I love everybody, but I love the way Christians
love. You
love
a crowd and you like attention. That's all you like.
No, here's what I love. I love God. I love Jesus.
No,
I love people.
If you knew God,
I don't have no time.
If you really knew God, sir, you wouldn't be talking all the baloney that you're talking.
I'm not talking baloney. Are you the kind of person that said, let me ask you something. Do you pray for a lottery ticket?
No, I don't pray for a lottery ticket.
Right,
I pray for health for my children. I pray for peace for the world.
Good.
And I pray for peace to my family.
Everybody say what they pray for, I agree with. But when they kneel down in church, they're lying. She's praying for something else. See, she tell me everything I'd say is good pray. You're good to pray for your children. It's good to pray for peace.
You're talking about it. God don't have time for this. God don't have time for that.
No.
God has time for everybody.
Mary, what do you pray for? Now, you tell Pastor Reddick the truth. What you pray for, really?
I pray for the health of my children and my family and peace of this earth.
That's a beautiful thing to pray for, what you disagreeing with.
And I do believe that if someone repents of their sins,
what you disagree
and they have smoked all their lives, God is in the power.
Right.
And that
you
have no...
Now, let me ask this. Mary is saying... If a man repents the sin of smoking.
Oh, will you come on? What is she? How do you repent the sin of
smoking? If a man has smoked or whatever.
That's a selfish prayer.
All his life.
That's a selfish
and
prayer.
And truly repents to God.
All right, he goes to heaven.
God can heal them.
He goes
God
to heaven.
God is a God of love.
Now, why do you got to be healed? You go to heaven. Why would you want to be healed? You can go to heaven instead of living with a bleeding a tumor in your lung here on earth. And a man said, I'm praying.
If it is in God's
power, you tell God
wish to heal,
to clear
off
the space
heal.
For you on a bus because you're on your way
to
heaven.
He does not judge if you truly repent.
Well, here's what I want to
ask.
You
have no way of judging people for what they have done.
Nobody. I'm not
you're
judging
not
nobody.
God.
But I'm not God. I know I'm not God, but I will tell you this. You tell me you're praying for world peace, but you know damn well you go to church. You start praying for hitting Powerball. You know that. Now, come on.
No, I don't pray for the lottery.
Oh, come on. Give it to me.
Play the lottery.
Give it to me like Rick James said.
Pray for health.
Give it to me. I want the truth.
I pray for health.
I believe in truth. And I believe in Jesus Christ.
I don't think you know what truth is.
Jesus Christ was the truth. Jesus Christ was the truth.
I think you just like a crowd and you like attention.
Hold on. Are you saying, Pastor Reddick, that it's better for the man to just die of the lung cancer, having really regretted his sin, and just going to heaven?
Way better. What right now, having repented the sin of smoking, than for God to take that tumor out of your lung and you go wandering out in the street someplace and get hit by a bus.
No, you're crazy.
I'm not crazy. What, are you nuts? Here's a lady sitting there telling me she prayed for world peace. Meanwhile, she's hoping she's going to hit a scratch off.
Look it. I think you got a radio up. Mary, thank you for your call.
Hello?
1-800-44... Don't screw around, okay?
Well, Mary, she don't know how to turn a radio down.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Rennick. Tell me this. Is it all right for a man to pray for his own children?
Well, what are you praying for?
That they're healthy. That they are... that lady just said she did, and you agreed with that.
I agreed. I thought she was praying for them, you know, just that they don't grow up to be gangbangers or something like that. That's what I... What are you talking about, healthy? I pray that my children will grow up, and they will help other people. I don't give a sweet living. Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
I'm not... Well, no, wait a minute. What do you pray for your kids?
I pray that my children will grow up and contribute to the world something useful, something beautiful, and something mankind can use. I don't care to grow up, pray up their health. I think if my son grow up, and he does something good for the world, and the next thing you know, he's hit by a super chief, fine with me. At least he did something good for the world. That's what I'm... But she's praying for their health? No, that's no good. No, man, I don't play that. No, I ain't playing that because...
No, wait a minute. You can't pray for your kid's health.
Yeah, I hope my kid grow up healthy so he can join Crypt DeVille. No. Not me. Mm-mm, not this black man.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Should we break or should we take... Oh, let's take another call. Break? All right, we'll take another call here. I've got Lily. Lily, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Lily.
Yes.
You're on with Pastor William Rennick.
I just wanted to say this.
Hello, Lily.
You know, like, Jesus came, he died, you know, to save the world.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying?
Of course.
He died, you know, to deliver people, to
from
heal
all that
people.
Sin. Right, that's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
He didn't, exactly. He didn't die to make himself look good. He died to help people. He came to help.
Right.
He came to save, you
but
know.
But he did save us.
He came...
He
said also in his word that we should pray for one for another, regardless of what their sickness is or
exactly.
what their problem is.
But when you go into church and you praying, hey, God, I hope you let me get my legs back, what kind of nonsense is that? You ain't going to get your legs back, no how. Well, you're paralyzed in the chair. Why don't you pray for your fellow man?
Pray out of faith. You understand what I'm saying? Pray out of faith. You ain't got no faith.
You gotta have
faith. Where are you putting the Lord at? You put him on the back shelf.
God ain't
you don't have enough belief to believe that you could be healed.
God ain't the customer service. God ain't no customer service counter.
He's not a little God.
God ain't the customer service counter where you walk up, you say, hey, I need a new faucet. I need this, I need that.
No, it comes through repentance.
I tell you that.
You understand? It comes through repentance.
Vietnam veteran on a pallet board, and he wants to grow two new legs?
You're running him away.
No, God ain't going to do that.
Well, how do you know what God's going to do?
Are you trying to tell me?
You're not God.
Wait a minute. I want to ask Pastor Rennick, how do you know what God's going to do?
Are you trying to tell me God's going to have a man sprout two new legs after you get him blowed off in Vietnam? You got to be kidding me. Now I got this lady, that other lady I talked to, she's in the church, she's praying, she hit the Powerball. What the hell is that? I'll tell you now, God wants us to pray for each other.
You sound like this character in the book in the Bible named Saul. God had to strike him down off his horse because he thought he was doing what was right.
God
for the
did
church.
Strike me off my horse, Lily.
You know,
I
and
saw the
was,
light. I saw the light.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I already saw
and
the light.
And then he had to get blinded. And God had to minister to him, to speak to him, to let him know that you was harming my people.
That's right. But so see, you heard
I don't know,
sir, by that white boy
I don't know you. But
God.
Your conversation is not good for lost souls.
I think you're wrong. Okay. I think you're wrong, and I think you got to understand.
Yeah.
Number one,
no,
you
souls that are lost,
you
know, they feel like there's no hope when you talk to them like that.
Bruce Springsteen, as a young white man, he wrote a song called "Blinded by the Light." I go like this: Blinded by the light, break up with a douche, you know, the runner in the night. Blinded.
What is that?
I don't know, but you know, he talked about St. Paul getting his ass knocked off the horse. Now the same thing happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what I did, Lily? I got right back up on that horse. And I raced to Damascus. I raced! When I got there, you were in line, praying for God to help you hit a scratch off.
They're coming for help. You know, we're supposed to help them, not lead them to
hospital. I ain't leading them to I'm leading them to heaven.
And you got
to
do it in love.
All right, Lily, thank you.
Oh, well, no, wait a minute. Okay. The young lady hadn't finished talking.
Thank you for the time.
Well, you're very kind, Lily. I have to take a break. And
what are you cutting that lady off for?
I'm cutting you off too, Pastor, if you don't mind, because I got to take a break. Bruce Springsteen wrote Blinded by the Light. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Do you know what it looks like when a child has to hopscotch without leg braces, just crawling from square to square?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, a young man got a record for me.
What do you got, bud?
He told me to play this.
Oh, but go ahead and play that, bud. All right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, here, the Lord is upstairs, all right? Now, while you're talking nonsense to him, what's happening? The devil's in town. Yeah, yeah, get around, man. Check it out, check it out. See, while you're praying to God, the devil's in town. Yeah. Who's making love to your old lady? Why you're talking crap to God? Yeah. Who's making love to your old lady? Huh? Why you talking that smack to the God above? That, brother. See, Phil, all that...
Will you turn this stuff off, please?
What happened to music?
I turned it off. I'm trying to get some calls on the air here.
But Phil, you don't understand that. You know, that boy, that really tightens me up, too. See, so what you just did there. I had a song that is called Who Make a Love to Your Old Lady, right?
I know the song, yeah.
Okay. Well, the same thing. When you're talking all your smack to God, you're talking this nonsense, that nonsense, all this mess. God, let my leg work, all this. Guess what? The devil's in town. The devil's in town. Oh, God, let my leg grow. God, let me hit the scratch off. God, let me hit the Powerball. God, I hope I don't die of lung cancer. Right now, the devil walking in town, man. He's in your house. Devil's in your house, you know?
Pastor Rennick, sir.
No, you got to hear what I'm saying. You got to say, thank you, bud. Yeah.
Turn that off, bud.
No, I can't. He's a man of God.
Yeah. Hey, here's why I asked this question. I used to be the same as you. Praying for all that mess. Trying to get a big Cadillac. You know, all that hoochie mama. You know, all that keep sweat bull crap. I'll tell you what. Not me no more, man. I drive a hybrid. I'm glad. Because I tell you something right now. Who's making love to your old lady while you're out talking smack to God? Ain't Romy?
Word up.
Yeah. While you're out talking smack to God. See now, Phil, when you out of...
Yeah, all right, okay, fine. I'm not doing I got to get to some calls, all right?
You know, you are very, very...
You know, you're judging me.
No, you're very tensed up about this. I'm having a little bit of fun with it. But also...
Well, you're just telling me, you know, some guy is crippled, you throw him out of your church. Somebody's praying for Powerball, you throw him out of your church.
Yeah, I'm going to throw him out of my church. I don't want him there praying for that. You come into my church, you pray for the stuff I want you to pray for, or you can take your hat, you can take your wheelchair, you can take your scratch off, and you can hit the street, man, hit the bricks. There's a cab stand right down the corner. talk that crap to me.
All right, let me get to Letitia here. Letitia, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Rennick.
Good evening, Phil.
Good evening.
I hope that I get the opportunity to say something without being interrupted.
That's only if Mr. Henry interrupts, because I'm going to listen to everything you got to say.
In every religion, any denomination, nobody can tell you what to pray for. If you have enough faith in yourself and you believe that God will listen to you, then you pray. And I don't think that anybody has a right to ask you what you're praying for.
That's
something private and personal.
In my church,
between the human and between God.
What if they're praying to have
It doesn't need to be within a big communication.
Have you heard this song?
It can be by yourself. You can pray by yourself.
Who's making love to your old lady, Letitia? While you're out talking smack to God. That's what I'm trying to say.
You haven't let this lady say what she's saying.
Oh, she's talking the same stuff everybody else talking.
No, I'm not talking the same thing.
Well, yeah, you
are. I don't believe... I don't believe that you could possibly sit there and judge people for what they pray for.
I'm telling you
the
right now.
The first thing that anybody
to grow you two new legs. It took him 7 days to make a man and a woman. What make you think he's going to grow you two new legs?
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449. Took them 7 days to make the world, not just a man and woman.
Get a load of you telling me.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm not going to go out the air tomorrow. I won't be on your show again.
I know. We're going to take one more call here. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Hey, you know, I'm sitting here listening to this pastor, man. It's blowing me away because where I come from, pastors don't talk the way he talks. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is a whole new world, brother. This is the 21st century.
You know what I mean?
This is a new millennium. You know, I got
hey, hold on, man. Hold on.
I got to tell it like it is, you know, because we have no time.
I understand you got to tell it like it is, but don't you got to tell from a Christian point of view?
I'm telling from a Christian point of view.
You're referring to things of the world, Rick James, you know? I've never seen Rick James' name in the Bible.
Now, check it out.
I've never seen
lady
in the Bible.
Check this out. This is my theme song. Check this out. This is my theme song. Hey, Mike, let me tell you what. You come on now. We're going to have our gospel boogie breakfast Sunday morning.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America.